it.
All right. I want to hear your story.
You want to hear it again?
Yep.
Because I already shared it with you.
I know.
You think it's worth a retell? Now, Bob hadn't heard it.
No.
My pig.
But you might you might laugh again.
This has nothing to do with pigs or cotton, right?
No, not specifically. It has to do with soccer, Bob.
I love soccer.
I know you do. Well, me and the lovely were watching the final. Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe at the time, England was up 1-0 on the Italians. And
it was a blowout.
The Italians were gaining some momentum. They were playing a lot in the end of England's pitch.
The attacking third.
Yes.
Yes.
And I asked Audrey, I go, so who are you rooting for anybody in this? And she said, well, I'm probably going to root for whoever's behind. Because she always likes to take on the role of the underdog.
Not that
Italy was an underdog in this match, but at the time they were down.
Not a bad play for a neutral, though.
Yeah, why not? So they make their play, and that crazy thing happens at the mouth of the goal, and they end up squeezing one in. And I'm in the kitchen, and I hear her in the living room, and I look over because she starts going, goal! And I see that Italy has scored, and right in the middle of her saying, goal! I hear, oh no! And I look over and she's holding up the baby who, at the exact time that Italy scored the leveling goal, he explosively diarrheaed his pampers and it shot out the top of the pamper,
yeah,
through the onesie, onto her pants, onto the blanket that was on the couch, and she's holding him away from right. her like he's made of toxic waste.
That move that every parent has done is your arms are fully extended. Yes, yeah. And you're holding yes. some sort of nuclear reactor piece or something.
And just the general defeat that regardless of your greatest wishes, it wasn't enough to save
no.
from a big trip to the laundry room.
No. So being a man of action, Bob, I collect said infant, and I immediately, with one hand, am holding him and eliminating the soiled onesie with a strategy that avoids not only the diarrhea touching me, but it touching his head. So the stretch out
yeah.
over the arm, over the head, down the arm. Then, with my hand around his chest and my thumb and fingers under the armpit, with the other hand, remove the dirty pampers and immediately fill up the pasta sink in the kitchen. And there I am, holding him. He's standing in the pasta sink, and there I am, hosing him down with warm water. Meanwhile, she is changing her clothes, we're removing the linens from the couch that we put on there to protect from incidents such as this.
Yeah.
By the time it took 6 minutes before he was clean, re-diapered, re-onesied, the linens on the couch replaced, the mom changed into fresh clothes, and soccer resumed in about 6-7 minutes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Do you think Leonardo Bonucci knew what was happening somewhere in the United States when he scored that goal?
I think it's safe to say that Malcolm was not a fan of Italia.
That was his reaction.
He was rooting for his heritage, which is part English.
Yeah. Well, you can understand the frustration, and he can't really do anything except
that's his
fireback move,
right.
if you will.
That's him. That's him
protest.
That's him cursing.
Yeah,
the fact
yes.
that his team got scored on
right.
in such an unusual way. So it got me to thinking, if our team is leading and another team ties, what if that happened to all of us? Cowboys are up 7-0. Steelers driving. Bradshaw
right.
with a pass and Swan with the touchdown. Oh my God,
dude!
Oops, I crapped my pants.
Yeah,
and it that is. Happened.
Like, would you be willing to do that to prevent the touchdown?
Yeah, I would.
Like a whole room. Like, come on, you're not doing
let's
it.
Go, let's
we
go.
All have to do it at the same time.
I think one of the most amazing things about the infant is that.
Yeah.
Just you're like, how? This cannot be possible.
Like, look, 19 out of 20 soiled
back, yeah, they're normal.
Backside soiled diapers end without this situation.
But
it all stays contained, but when it goes wrong,
yeah.
Oh my God.
And they blast their Pampers, it's a nightmare.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
It is.
And it's not that it's any more than it would normally be. It's about the angle that it shoots out.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
force that they have.
The elastic waistband on that sucker did not
work.
This went up the back.
Yeah,
this was
that's up the worst part.
Up, it went up the crack of the baby's behind and up the top of the diaper and then leaked
out
down.
The coin slot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It did.
Did the mom... did she review her goal reaction to see if she set things in motion in any way?
It was, I think that's probably what it was. It wasn't so much Malcolm's disdain for Team Italy. It was more of him being startled by her inappropriate yelling of the, I don't know, the Mexican/South American celebration of goal. You don't hear that in the EPL. You don't hear, you know.
No.
They're
announcers.
He only watches EPL, so he had no idea.
Yeah, he didn't know what that was.
To brace for that.
Yeah, Van was like one whenever Landon Donovan scored the immaculate goal to put the Americans through out of group play against Honduras or, no.
Algeria.
Algeria, yeah. Yeah, and I screamed.
Bring Honduras into this.
Sorry, that's right. I screamed so loud when that happened, and he was in a little bouncy thingy right next to me, and I mean, he started bawling so hard.
He started cussing.
Yeah, I think Malcolm
he told me to shut the F up.
Was startled.
Like, whoa, that's impressive. You're only one.
He was startled, and it jarred some things loose in a pretty explosive manner. But anyway, that's what I meant today when I added, hey, I still have the diarrhea soccer story if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, that delivered.
I hope so.
That's we now have a soccer diarrhea story.
All right, we got big show today. Big show. So let's